Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Episode 179.
What about American sports fans? We're big in Vegas.
I said Canadian sports fans around the world. That would include...
You did say around the world.
Our friends in Las Vegas. Hello, everybody. This is Canada's only live morning sports talk show, and we are at it here on this Monday. Well, no, Tuesday, February the 18th. It's getting me. Feels like a Monday, doesn't it?
It does. Big time.
Doesn't that golden nightshirt just look spectacular?
Woo, woo.
Welcome to the rollout for Flooring Superstore, everybody. Big show today. Peter Labardi is joining us from the Calgary Flames broadcast crew. Dustin Nielsen from TSN 1260 Edmonton and the CFL on TSN. And from Leafs TV, Paul Hendrick. That sounds like a very hockey-laced show today, which I'm okay with. But hang on. We got a lot of football topics to get to. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Yeah.
You survived well?
Yes.
With me gone?
Yeah, hung in there. It's a lot. It's much more difficult keeping frenzy in line than it is from this side of the desk.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I understand now, and I have a greater appreciation on what you do every week.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
What do they say? Walk a mile in a man's shoes?
Yes.
And you now have.
I have.
So I appreciate you holding fort here. And to be honest with you, things aren't too screwed around here on my side of the desk.
Good.
I felt like I was going to be Goldilocks and the Papa Bear coming back and saying, who's been sleeping in my bed?
Yeah, I tried to make sure everything was good. Not too much out of place.
Yeah, it's good. Now, listen, guys, it sounds like they're having a party on this side of the wall. Can you put the comment up about the guy that said the XFL is not a threat to the CFL? Because we might be spending 2 hours on that. And that's going to be our poll question today. I think it was from Sean in Saskatoon. But there's not the one from Nelson. But I think it was Sean in Saskatoon wrote this. So without further ado, let's get to what I've come up with, Darren, as the quick six show topics. They will be the polar plunge yesterday for Special Olympics and the Law Enforcement Torch Run, of which I was a part. You were there. I appreciate the support and all those that came and supported. We'll talk a little bit about that. Number two, Vegas. That's a wide and long discussion right there. That's a show. You guys want to go long today?
Sure.
Why not? Point three, Derek Dennis signing in the XFL. We broke the story yesterday. National news. And there's a lot to go around on that. Some are saying that he was blackballed in the CFL because of his pro-union stance. And I'm not sure that that's wrong, but I want to examine that. S.J. Green, the first former CFLer, really, to go to the XFL. Big name, anyways. Now followed by Derek Dennis. S.J. Green tweeting this morning, there will be more to follow. CFLers on the way to the XFL. So if you don't think the XFL is a threat to the CFL, you must have just been born last night. Point four, playoff change. Randy Ambrosi's proposed tweak to the CFL playoff format. It's more than a tweet.
Big time.
Blowing it up. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Probably a minor point, but a couple of dub ones here. Point five, the owner of the Kamloops Blazers, who's also the owner of the Dallas Stars, Tom Gilardi. I was reading, I guess it was on Dub Network last week. He said that the WHL screwed it up, giving the Memorial Cup to Kelowna, should have gone to Kamloops, his team, because they're way better. And he says, I'm sour, and the league got it wrong. Think he'll get fined?
I don't know. I don't know if the Western League will fine him or not, but... they're definitely thinking about it, and you know they don't like it, but I think it's great in terms of, you know, that rivalry. Kamloops and Kelowna have a rivalry. It's big in the BC division, and who knows? Maybe that's a playoff matchup and a playoff series ready to go. be really great. But yeah, it's they're uncomfortable in Kelowna right now for sure.
Well, hey, I say fine Tom Gilardi for what he said. The guy's got more money than brains anyways. Not like he's going to miss it. And not a principal, how can you have an owner ripping the WH off of this?
You can't.
You shouldn't.
Or yeah.
But the owner in Hamilton did the same thing when the Pats got the Memorial Cup. Remember, they had a great team.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He went off. So this happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's just because it's an owner, they don't want to upset the owners.
And then the Pats went out and beat Hamilton in the Memorial Cup. So,
that's right.
You know, that's it's kind of funny justice.
Dun, dun, dun.
But yeah, I get it. Kelowna, I think they're 3-11-1 since the trade deadline. It's not good.
Lots of stuff to get to today. And point six, I've got written down here. Pats at Paddock tonight. Yesterday, the Brandon Wheat Kings beat the Pats 2-1 at the Brand Center. I was there. Pretty good game.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the Pats are at PA. It's the first time they'll meet Max Paddock and the Raiders since the Pats shipped him there at the WHL trade deadline. So if you needed a reason to be into the game, obviously I'd have been in it no matter what, but there's one. Okay. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. It's going to be fun. You know the Pats will be up to play. How much do the guys have the scouting report on Max Paddock?
They don't need it.
Where to beat him, right?
Oh, well, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Like, you're not like they're going to get a scouting report on the bus right up here. No, they already know it.
They already know, like, you know, Austin Pratt and these guys will be like, okay, I know exactly where I've scored on this guy 5,000 times in practice. I'll get a couple tonight.
So Chad Isaac writes in, he says, if you are that much better of a team, why do you need to host it? Make it there if you are that good. You could see why they would say that, this guy Chad would say it. It's not the point. Kamloops can host the Memorial Cup. They're the better team. They should be there. This would be an automatic berth. For them not to host, the road is a hell of a lot longer. Darn near impossible. Well, not impossible, but if you're the best team, it's not impossible. Why should you have to go through four playoff series when you could just host it?
Yeah.
So, Eric Ellis, he's a big Saskatchewan Rush fan, wrote in. He says he's missed the show the past couple weeks, wants to know why there's a rat on the military helmet. And he said, LOL. This came from our friend Kenny Wazd in the Waz, who scooped this up in Miami, Florida. This came from the Florida Panthers playoff run in 1996. This came right from the ice. There were actually two rats around here. One was tagged.
Right here.
Oh, it's there?
I got it.
There's a tag around the neck of that one. Whoa! Mice everywhere.
Rat down. Okay, I got it on mine now.
There's a tag on there. What does
Year
it say on that?
Year of the Rat, 1996, authentic goal rat, Stanley Cup Finals, right on there. So that is cool.
That's a tagged rat.
It's been tagged.
They do that in Alberta, don't they?
And then they put it back out in the sewer. And
well, as Kelly Chase said last Friday when we were together, he said they scooped those things. They sold them on the concourse. People threw them on the ice. They scooped them into barrels, took them back up to the concourse, sold them again.
Genius.
Smart.
Yeah.
From Bruce Rogers, viewing from Puerto Vallarta this morning. Welcome back, Rod Peterson. Thank you, Bruce. ¿Cómo estás? From our social media guy, I think it's Tyler, wrote, wow, between hockey and football, Flooring Superstores Regina has us covered from wall to wall in this rollout. Whoever wrote that, cute. I just want to talk about Vegas for a second, obviously. Funny how everything ties in together. How many times do I say that? I was doing the polar plunge yesterday. For those that don't know, we were diving into ice-cold water. It was minus 12 yesterday. And kudos to everybody that did. There was 40-plus plungers. And included Zach Evans of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And Zach and I are in the little heated tent, getting changed, getting ready to go out. And he's like, oh, man, your Vegas trip. Wow. Made me want to be there so bad. Was it as good as it looked? I'm like, it was a dream. It was an absolute dream. What it looked like is what it was. Didn't want to come home. Is that bad? Is that insulting to hear?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not.
It was 70 degrees. And for those that have been following the story, my wife said, if all you're going to do for 4 days is hang out in the rink, just take your brother because I don't want to go. So that's what we did. So if we weren't in T-Mobile Arena, the big home of the Knights, we were in the practice facility. And yeah, I guess you'd have to be a hockey guy to love it. But if you are a hockey guy, you would love that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Any questions?
It looked so cool.
Do you have any questions?
Marcus Allen, really?
Oh, yeah. Ran into him on the concourse. Marcus and I did an event together here the Friday of Grey Cup weekend here, 2013. That also is a very funny story. He was staying in the Delta Hotel. The event was at the casino. If you know Regina, you know it's right across the street. It was also minus 52 that morning. So Marcus had in his contract that he had to be driven by limousine from his hotel to the venue. So that morning, the organizers were there, and I was standing there in the lobby of the Delta, and they're like, okay, Mr. Allen, let's go. And he's like, where the limo at? Well, he doesn't really talk like that. He's like, where's the limo at? They're like, it's right across the street. The venue is right across the street, Mr. Allen. Yep. Where's the limo? So they rolled up this limo. Marcus Allen, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Raiders great, gets in the limo. They go up to Rose Street, make a U-turn, and come back and drop him off at the front doors of the casino because he didn't want to walk across the street.
My question is, why didn't he take the catwalk and just walk
across? Wasn't open yet at that time of day. Okay. It was 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Good question. I thought the same thing. I just thought it was hilarious. So anyways, that's where I knew Marcus Allen from. And bumped into him on the concourse at T-Mobile Arena. So you just never know.
That's cool.
That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, pretty cool. Food? Where'd you eat?
You know me.
Yeah.
Hot dog at the arena. Dunkin' Donuts every day.
No Shake Shack?
No. Never been, so I can't say whether it's great or not.
All right.
People were telling me to go.
Yeah.
Where'd we eat? Wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah.
Pizza at the practice.
Wasn't rank. A food trip.
And it wasn't a food trip, no. Good. But I will say this. My brother never misses the show. He's listening right now. I hope he's not upset when I bring this up. I don't really care if he is. We missed our flight home Sunday night. Don't! And while it was mostly my fault, I'll put some of it on him. We were Mickey Mousing around, goofing off. Lost track of time. Drove all around Henderson, Nevada. Got a day room because we had this night flight to come home to Regina on a direct flight. And got to the airport, missed the flight. Misread the time.
Yeah.
I thought 20:35, from the moment I booked it, was 10:35 p.m. No, it's 8:35 p.m. We're just goofing off. And I said to him, after all the times I've come to Vegas and acted like a complete orangutan, never missed a flight. Come to Vegas, sober as a judge, best behavior, missed a flight. But like I say, we were goofing off. We were like a couple of teenage boys.
Yeah.
Before they discovered booze and women.
Yeah.
You know, just having fun.
That's fun. That's good.
And he wasn't mad. The only thing I was worried about was that I wasn't going to make it back in time for the polar plunge because so many people had donated a lot of money. From my fundraising page, I had to make it in time. And then we had to go from Vegas Sunday night to Vancouver, sleep in the airport, get up Monday morning, and be on a 5:50 flight home. Ugh. But we made it. So thanks to the pledgers. Thanks to everybody for having us there. Now, furthermore, this is still the rollout for Flooring Superstores. And I saw Trent Dickin from Flooring Superstores at the Pats game yesterday. He looked magnificent in his Humboldt Broncos, Humboldt Strong hat. Nelson Hackowich is straight to the Hooters. Hey, Roddy. No, didn't go straight to Hooters. Went there on Saturday. Went straight to my massage therapist on Friday. We landed in Vegas. I went straight to my massage therapist. He's the massage therapist guy for the UFC. Oh, and by the way, there's a reason I posted in my Monday morning goalie column this morning that our 10th highest, our 10th city for viewership, I guess, in the top 10 is Las Vegas. And it's not a few numbers. It's strong numbers. Tyler, our business manager over here, was saying this morning in our morning meeting that it's almost as many viewers as Regina in Las Vegas for over a month-long period, not just a couple of days.
No, this has been like 10 weeks strong. That they've been firmly in the top 10.
Yeah, like they say, Vegas strong. And anyways, I have a lot of friends there, not the least of which is the Golden Knights. That's most of them. And the thing is, I know it's blowing everybody's mind that the Golden Knights would say, come on down, hang out, and we'll look after you down here. Everybody sees them as the Golden Knights. I see them as 8, 9, 10 close friends of ours that are from Western Canada.
Yeah.
By name, Kelly McCrimmon, Gary Lawless, Darren Millard. Not to mention their staff like Bobby Lowe's and Von Karpen and Bruno Campesi, guys that we see all the time.
Yeah.
So that's how I see them. But our viewership is very strong amongst those guys, because what are we talking about? The Dub, the CFL, the Flames, Oilers, and Jets.
Yeah.
You're not getting that.
No, you're not.
In Prattville, Alabama, nor Las Vegas, Nevada. You're just not.
No.
So it's not by chance or by accident that A, our viewership's strong there, B, they would say, come on down and let's show you what we have to offer down here, and you can tell all your viewers.
Mm-hmm.
You're a marketer.
Is Ryan McGill still there?
He's the assistant coach. Yeah. Forgot about Gilly.
He's still
He's
there.
A beauty.
Did you see him?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But they're so forward-thinking.
Yeah.
As are you.
Yeah.
But that's they see what's happening here with the digital nature of the show, the worldwide nature of the show, the content of the show. They see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why bumping around here on a daily basis, a lot of people are just like tunnel vision. What are you doing? How? What? Why? Hey, they get it in Vegas.
Well, they get it. And too many people are, what is this going to do for me? How does this benefit me? Mm-hmm. How does this benefit us? Not, how can we work together? How can we work together? How can we create new opportunities? And thinking, how can this benefit us? How can this benefit us down the road? Everyone wants to know how this is going to benefit me today. Where's my paycheck next Friday? Not looking beyond, you know, what's right in front of your face. And that's a problem. You know, and it's tough. It's hard to change that thinking, because for so long, we've been a community and a province that has been about hard work and putting food on the table and taking care of your own. And that's still important. But we got to start looking ahead, looking into the future, looking around and trying to expand our opportunities. And clearly they're doing that in Vegas.
And they're bringing us along for the ride. Couldn't be more grateful. Jack's watching in Calgary. Jack Fulton, he says, the NBA All-Star game had a young lady from Saskatchewan to sing out Canada. Yes, that's Tennille Arts from Weyburn. She's awesome. She also sang game 6 of the NBA Finals last year.
Yeah.
I don't know what her connection is with the NBA, but good for her. I saw her at the Casino Regina. She opened for Dean Brody.
Yep.
She's great.
She's awesome.
She's really good.
Okay. Sorry. Real question
for Vegas.
Don't
need to say sorry.
Were you serious about sorry Oilers?
Oh yeah.
Because you were on the Vegas. You were kind of in the Vegas thing at the beginning, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And now you're back.
I kind of drifted away from the Knights. Biggest reason. If we can take the messages off the screen, you can see the Golden Knights hat. Where did it go? Did I take it down? Oh, I took it. Oh. Here, like way back, the Knights gave me that hat in season 1, and this is my bad that I took it down.
It's got the Stanley Cup playoffs emblem on it.
Oh, yeah, that's team issue.
Other side.
There you go. That's team issue, baby. Stanley Cup playoff logo on the side of that thing. And that came from Gary Lawless. Gary was the biggest guy behind all of the... He's the cornerstone of all of this. And I kind of drifted away from the Knights, and it was similar to being a fan of the Dallas Stars like I was for 26 years when my dad worked for them, but you couldn't talk about them with anybody here.
Right.
Because nobody's a fan of them. The Stars have like 3 fans here that I know of. Big Earn being one. Big Earn.
Oh, yeah.
And then with the Knights, it was cool, but there just wasn't Knights fans around here. And then with the Oilers, all my friends were Oilers fans. Like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Scruffy, Duke Myers, just to name a few of many. And it's, you know, easy to go to Edmonton, blah, blah, blah. But now with Vegas making a concerted effort to... That movie Fever Pitch, did you see the movie Fever Pitch?
With Freddie Prinze Jr.
Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah, okay, I'm thinking of a different one.
But the Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox, yeah.
And I'll just never forget, the guy dedicated his whole life to the Boston Red Sox, and his wife said to him, what are you doing? You spent your whole life loving the Red Sox. How many days have the Red Sox spent loving you?
Zero.
None. I never, ever, ever forgot that. Ever. So I've been drifting from team to team, trying to latch on. And then the Golden Knights, just when they are nice to you and say, come on down. Here's a discount in the store. Help yourself. And so, yeah, I'm back in.
Good. It seems fun. I mean, I've been down to Vegas. I've seen the arena. I haven't been inside. But I want to go, and it seems like an awesome, awesome place. So it's on my bucket list to go soon. Do they still have the big jersey on the Statue of Liberty?
Not when I was there.
Not anymore.
Maybe in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they'll do that again.
Yeah.
Well, Jack Fulton in Calgary says, of course, Vegas is high on the list of RP show viewers. They like to bet on a sure thing. He writes in all caps. Oh, yeah. We're here to stay. Right, Ryan? We have our staff over here. But we did get back to the hotel room on Saturday night, and my brother said to me, you're not seriously not cheering for the Oilers anymore, are you? Same thing like you said.
Yeah.
Because he's an Oilers fan as well. Although he says he's a Blues fan now. I said, can I have the Oilers as my Canadian team and the Knights as my American team? Can I have that?
I don't see why not.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a lot of topics to get to today, as well as Peter Labardius, Dustin Nielsen, and Paul Hendrick. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores, and we'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Supercrew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. 4x4s are starting as low as $25,999 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's 2019 number one Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show. Tuesday morning, February the 18th. Time for a sports update. Andrew Mangiapane was front and center after the most productive game of his NHL career, helped earn a comeback win for the Flames. Mangiapane scored his first career hat-trick and assisted on the go-ahead goal as Calgary used a 5 third-period goals for a 6-4 come-from-behind win over the visiting Anaheim Ducks. I see Connor the intern, our first intern, scored a hattie for the Pilot Butte Storm on the weekend, eh?
Yeah, he did.
Good for you, Connor. Proud of you. Vancouver Canucks have added a scoring winger to their lineup. Vancouver has acquired forward Tyler Toffoli from the LA Kings in exchange for forward Tim Schaller, prospect Tyler Madden, a 2020 second-round pick, and a conditional fourth-round selection in 2022. The Canucks sit third in the division. Ratings for the NBA All-Star Game were up 8% over last year, with an average of 7.3 million viewers watching Sunday night's broadcast on TNT. About 8 million viewers were tuned in for the end of the game where LeBron James' team defeated the Greek Freaks 157-155 in the first target score format in All-Star history. I'm going to have to learn how to say the Greek Freak's name. Do you know how to say it?
No, I'm not very good at it. Alan will.
How do you say it, Alan? Antetokounmpo? Giannis Antetokounmpo? I'll stick with the Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak is good.
Cleveland Cavaliers head coach John Beilein has discussed with team officials the possibility of him stepping down before the end of the season. The team is 14-40 amid reports the players have not been pleased with his coaching style, calling it simplistic with too much emphasis on fundamentals. Ooh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
As Fred Flintstone would say. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. I did not have a Scotty's update in there. Blame the Canadian press because they didn't have it in theirs. What can you give me for a Scotty's update?
I can tell you, if I look at the TV, Canada's up on Alberta 5-4 in the seventh.
Is that what you were looking at?
We have it on here now. Saskatchewan's not playing this morning, but they won last night, and they're now 3-1. Rachel Holman
Yes.
Not in a playoff spot right now. She sits one spot looking on the outside looking in.
But they got a long ways to go.
Long ways to go. So a little bit more time. Let's see. Northern Ontario's playing. She's not playing right now. She'll play later on this afternoon.
Here's the thing, and I get this. I have a subscription to the Canadian Press, so they give all the sports headlines across the country. Here's theirs from this latest sports update, Darren. Manitoba's Carrie Einarsson is undefeated heading into the fourth day at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts in Moose Jaw. Einarsson will try and improve to 5-0 this afternoon when she faces New Brunswick's Andrea Crawford. And I get it, but that doesn't tell me anything about Team Canada. It doesn't tell me anything about Saskatchewan or Rachel Homan.
I made a mistake.
You did?
Yeah. It was Canada and Chelsea Carey, who's 2-2 in Pool A, sitting on the outside looking in. So the four teams in the playoffs in Pool A, Manitoba, Saskatchewan. Manitoba's 4-0, and then Saskatchewan, Northern Ontario, Alberta, all 3-1. In Pool B, our friend Rachel Holman is in first, tied for first at 3-1 with Nova Scotia wild card.
Oh, so she is in a good spot.
She is. Yeah, and Jennifer Jones, the wild card at 3-1. BC and Northwest Territories are both 2-2. And so is PEI. So still some time to figure things out. They go to a championship pool. Top four in each pool move to the championships, in a couple of days.
I got guys who will remain nameless going to Mosaic Place in Moose Jaw, sending me photos of Rachel Holman. I'm like, come on, guys. Go for the curling. Mind you, I often say, you buy your tickets, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Go for whatever gets you to buy a ticket.
Yeah, yeah, so that's fair. But she's pretty popular. I ran into Warren Woods at the Pats game yesterday and asked him if he was going to the Scotties because he's Mr. Curling. He said he was there on the weekend, but he's not going back. Too busy.
Okay.
So I might end up there this week. We'll see. So this sounds like somebody's whispering. Is it in my ear? No?
I don't know.
I got voices in my head again. to this XFL thing, let's get real. Enough Mickey Mousing. And I'll just say the Prairie Mobile text line's open too if anything tickles your fancy. 306-840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. Derek Dennis going to the XFL. I spoke to him yesterday. You saw the hullabaloo over the weekend that he hadn't had one CFL contract offer in free agency. We're talking about a former CFL offensive lineman of the year not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Perennial all-star Derek Dennis can't get an offer from anybody in the CFL. I saw the notion that he's been shunned because of his pro-union stance and criticism of the CFL. I'd like to believe that's not the case. What do you think?
Yeah, it's really hard to believe. He is a personality, right? I mean, he's a personality online on social media. His personality with the hair and, you know, the green hair in Saskatchewan, the red hair in Calgary. I love that stuff. I think he's great for the game. But I think, and again, I don't want to speak for teams, but I just think that they're scared of that a little bit. I think, you know, from a team standpoint, from an ownership standpoint, from a business standpoint, you want quiet players who don't ruffle any feathers, who don't say too much, who aren't going to be in the media, who aren't going to make any noise. You want to control all of the messaging. I think it's short-sighted. I don't think it's positive. I don't think it's good for the game. I think you need players who have personality, but I think you're just a little scared of it. And it's a little bit of the Daron Carter thing too. Now, that goes a little bit deeper because there might be locker room things. There's off-field stuff with Daron potentially, but you're scared of that personality because you just don't know. You don't know what he's going to say next. You don't know where he's going to go. You don't know what he's going to put on Twitter. And so teams, I think, are a little bit afraid of that. But I think that's good for business. It's good for the teams. How many offensive linemen would be recognizable walking down the street that kids would want their autograph? Derek Dennis is one of those guys, right? Shows up to training camp with the green hair. He's bouncing off the trampoline mats and, you know, in the end zone there. And we're getting videos and pictures and doing interviews with him. And the fans want his autograph. Most offensive linemen, you couldn't tell them from, you know, a guy working in the mine or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't tell them any difference. So I think that's part of it. I do. But it's going to, you know, good for him. He's going to get another offseason, a traditional CFL offseason. Now he's going to be working, making a paycheck in the XFL. I just hope his body is going to be able to hold up so that he can come back to the CFL.
I have a bit of a tough time believing that, but if you say so, then I'll go along with it. I've never understood that way of thinking. If a guy's good enough, you'd think he could help somebody.
Oh yeah.
You're scared of his Twitter feed? And I'm not saying you're wrong. No, I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, I did speak to him quite a bit yesterday. With, you know, we mentioned that we broke the story. He's very excited to go to the XFL. And John Schmeiser's watching in Kansas City this morning. He says, I like the rules. Where did it go? Oh, I like the rules. Not gimmicky, but it looks like the level of play dropped off. That from John. And I didn't watch one snap this weekend. Obviously, I was busy. Nothing. What I've heard was that the level of play dropped off. And that's from everybody, from fans and football guys, scouts and coaches. But what I did hear, as much as the games were generally decent in week one, the offensive line play was the worst. That is the Achilles heel of the XFL. Mm-hmm. So you could see where a guy like Derek Dennis would have an opportunity down there.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in the NFL. The guy can play.
Yeah.
And I guess because he's too vociferous on his Twitter feed, he can't play pro football anymore in Canada. Are you kidding me? Sorry. It's going to be a theme for the rest of the day. I'm starting to get upset.
Yeah.
The guy can play. He's excited to have an opportunity.
Yeah.
You well, actually can. Believe this?
And he's gonna have an opportunity to show that. And if he can be one of the better offensive linemen in the XFL, there will be a team that can use him for sure once their season's over. There'll be a team in Canada in the Canadian Football League that will want him back, and he'll fit in nicely. And he's a star, right? He's a star in the Canadian Football League. He's very good. He was a star, but for whatever reason, I just don't know. That's the only reason I can come up with why he hasn't had a contract offer or why he hasn't been signed. Because I don't know that it has to do with his play on the field, because he's always proven that he can play. Now, there has been some talk about that great offensive line scheme in Calgary. When you get guys out of that scheme, they just don't seem to perform as well in other markets and other teams. But I don't know. He's played really well. He's been an all-star. He's been an offensive lineman of the year. You'd think that would warrant another opportunity.
Well, it will when teams get desperate enough.
Yeah.
But Derek wasn't really interested in sitting and waiting. He literally has a family to feed.
Yeah.
Our poll question, by the way, for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is the XFL a threat to the CFL? Don't look at the screen, Darren. Just guess what you think the split is.
No. I bet you it's about 68% say no.
Wow, you're good. 73% say no.
Wow.
Wiki. I think it is a serious threat to the CFL.
Yeah, I do.
Now, having said that, I remember interviewing Jeremy O'Day a couple years ago when the Alliance of American Football was coming in, and I asked him, do you see it as a threat? And he literally said, let's just pump the brakes here and wait to see them get through a season. And what happened?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even get through a season. This is different. You got players asking to get out of their contracts in Canada to go sign in the XFL. And it seems like they just want to play. SJ Green doesn't need the money. He just wants to play. Remember the whole American thing? It's blowing up. It's on national television. It's on ESPN and Fox. It's not on some hard-to-get network somewhere that your friends and family are never going to see you. And their ratings, not that they care about playing for a lot of people on TV, but it doesn't hurt. 4 million viewers in America for the XFL? Pretty damn good. You know what the CFL gets in America? 250,000.
Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. That's where you're from. That's where your friends and family are. It comes down to, you know, where do you want to play and what do you want to be known for? Yeah, you're playing on ESPN. Just simply, like, this is how people think. And this is some of the value that comes out of this. Seriously. And there's been talk about, okay, the quarterbacks get paid 10 times what any other player makes to ensure that you have good quarterbacks.
And they should.
And they should. You know, you want to make sure you have good quarterbacks. So that means if a quarterback's making $500,000 a year, you've got nobody else making more than 50. It's not a lot of money. And especially when you got guys like Derek Dennis who are used to making, you know, six-figure contracts, it's going to be a drop-off. But literally, for these guys to go down there into the XFL, play, do the little sideline interviews that happen throughout the games, and get that screen grab.
Build their brands.
Right? The screen
build
grab
their brands.
From TV,
yep.
With them, an interview with the ESPN mic flag. They'll do it just for that, to put that on their Instagram profile picture that they were on ESPN playing football on national television.
Sounds crazy, but it's true.
But it's true.
JR in Cranbrook, BC is watching. He says the Dragons had 29,000 plus fans in Seattle. He's right. Football is decent. They're starved for football in America, and they're going to watch. I'm just sorry, I'm a little distracted here. Kim Murphy has tweeted the show. He will be a Hall of Fame CFL referee. He announced on the weekend his retirement from the CFL. Kim Murphy writes, and good morning, Rod. I was just sent the Monday Morning Goalie article from a friend. I must say your comments towards and recognizing me are much appreciated. Thank you. Referees are not just used to accolades, just the steady hum of boos. The comment that I made about one Kim Murphy in my Monday Morning Goalie column, it's up right now at rodpeterson.com, was that this guy never became part of the show. He's in the CFL for 26 seasons. I don't ever remember Kim Murphy and a coach at each other on the sidelines. Not one time.
Yeah.
I can name some refs that have. Not Kim Murphy.
No.
Should we name those refs?
We should out them on television.
The hardcore CFL fans will know.
They know.
Who they are.
Yeah.
Kim Murphy wasn't one of them.
No.
And that was, I guess, the thing that Kim appreciated was that I recognized that and pointed it out. The guy deserves some kudos here. 486 games, 9 Grey Cups. Kim Murphy riding off into the sunset. Whoops.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kim, for the thank you. How are we doing for time? Is Lou loaded up? Clark, what's the word? Yeah, we're going to go to a break here. This is exactly what I was hoping this show would be.
Yeah.
Us sitting around, shooting the fat, talking sports, having coffee, morning discussion. I'm glad everybody's tuned in. Numbers are strong today, too. Peter Labardius after the break. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hello and welcome back to the program, everybody. The Rod Peterson Show, Tuesday morning. Canada's only live morning sports talk show rolls on. I'm checking the Prairie Mobile text line. Number one news item coming out of the weekend in our world is Derek Dennis signing in the XFL. And Metal Shingle Guy writes in, Darren, he says, is he making more than the minimum in the XFL? What team is he on? 8 games are left. Are they one-year deals? Is he a free agent in May? It's a lot of questions, Metal Shingle Guy. And I'll do my best to answer them all. In the XFL, from what I understand, you sign with the league, and then the league decides where you go, which I think is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of puts the league in control of your fate, but whatever. I don't believe he's making more than the minimum in the XFL. How can you bring some guy in and pay him more than the other guys if you've already established what the salary is?
Right.
$55,000 U.S. Chance to play pro football, as we mentioned earlier. National television. And then you are free. Yeah, that's a one-year deal. Then you're free to sign wherever you want. What Derek has said is he plans to play in the XFL and then come back to the CFL once somebody needs him, once injuries happen, once salary cap situations get figured out. He's going to play again. He never really seemed real concerned that he didn't have any offers because he knows that he's good enough. He's 31. I know the bump is really 30 in pro football, but if you're a good offensive lineman, I don't care if you're American or Canadian, you can play well past that.
It's more like 35.
This is a guy that's protected Bo Levi Mitchell's blind side since 2014. Save for 1 year over here.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's good. He's won awards.
Bet you Bo's not happy that he's gone either, now that I think about it.
Probably not.
What's up with Lou? So you're waiting for him to log in, as in you have had no contact with him whatsoever? Okay. Lou is close. Clark is chatting with him right now. Where do we go from here? We got Ian over in Moose Jaw, one of our sponsors from Sask Snow Beef, writing in. He says, morning, boys. Should the Kelowna Rockets be stripped as host of the Memorial Cup? And then the comment just slid off the screen.
I say no. I mean, you can't.
They won't.
And they've dealt with injuries. They've got some pieces. They're going to be okay. And I know people are going to cry if they do well in the Memorial Cup and win a couple of games, get to a final, maybe win the whole damn thing. People are going to be upset. But the team has dealt with some injuries. Yeah, they're not that good. Be honest. They're not that good. They're not anywhere near what Portland is, or Kamloops for that matter, or Lethbridge and Edmonton and Winnipeg. But they are still a team that at one point had the pieces and that, you know, the league deserved, you know, felt they deserved to host the Memorial Cup, put a good package together. Now, everybody's going to want to go to Kelowna in May and be at the Memorial Cup. It's beautiful. It's where you want to be, right? So that part, it's still going to come off really well. They're not going to embarrass themselves. That won't happen on the ice. And it's probably, to be honest, how things should play out.
How?
In terms of people, you know, get upset when a host team wins the Memorial Cup, especially when they come in through the back door. Well, now you got a team who probably is not going to win the Memorial Cup. So they get to go and play. They're going to put on a wonderful event. And the teams that won their leagues are the ones who will really battle it out for the Canadian championship. So I like that.
Well, it's with Tom Gilardi, the owner of Kamloops. I'm glad you brought that up, Ian. And heck, we're in the middle of February, so there's no problem talking hockey here. That was one of our top six show topics here. The quick six was Tom Gilardi was 0.5, the owner of the Kamloops Blazers, who went off saying the WHL got it wrong by giving Kelowna the Memorial Cup this year. His team should have had it. His city, Kamloops. They have hosted before. What was it, 95, I think? Kamloops can host the Memorial Cup. Shoot, if Brandon can, Kamloops can.
Also a beautiful community.
Brandon?
Kamloops.
Not Brandon?
Kamloops.
Kamloops is beautiful. Riverside Coliseum back in the day. Gilardi's probably right, but are people starting to figure out now how things work? Gilardi should know. He's been a sports owner long enough. It's a vote. It's supposed to be a democracy. There's no other way of doing it. And when you factor in the influence of the Kelowna owners, the Hamiltons, particularly chief among them, Bruce Hamilton, who's a power broker in the WHL, this is how it goes. It's just these rich owners aren't used to not getting their way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's kind of what it comes down to.
That's totally true. And I got to say, with Ian's comment, just changing the subject a little bit, I was out shopping for some snow beef last week, his steaks at Local and Fresh. And I put it on my Instagram feed. As I'm walking into the store at Local and Fresh, I'm taking an Instagram and I tag shopping, you know, going to pick up some snow beef. And he knew from watching the show that I wanted the New York strips that he gave us at Christmas time. And he responded right away as I'm looking through the fridge, not seeing any strips, wondering if I want the big ribeyes, which are pricey. And he gets back to me and he told me exactly what I need to get instead. He's like, get the flat iron steaks. So
he knows.
He was responsive. I knew to get those right away, and they were great.
The guys from the WHL Pats podcast write in, and they wrote in from the couch. Kelowna didn't want to mortgage the future. Can you blame them? Yes, you can. The Pats had to. No, I'm serious, guys. This is how it works. Kelowna should have had to mortgage the future. You're going to host the Memorial Cup. You got to put your balls on the table. And they didn't have to because they're the Kelowna Rockets. That's what Gilardi's mad about. Come on. That's how it works. That's the politics of the WHL. How come they should be allowed to not have to mortgage their future and still host the Cup? Pats had to. Like, everybody should be mad. But because it's the Hamiltons, nobody's going to say anything. I actually admire Gilardi for coming out and saying it. And I admire him more that he's not even going to get fined.
Yeah.
Because of who he is. Everybody got quiet. It's serious, though. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Why should they be allowed to tiptoe around this thing and not mortgage their future when everybody else has to? I don't get it. It's what Gilardi's saying.
You would know better than I would, just because I haven't been around as long. What's the precedent on stripping somebody of the Memorial Cup?
Never happened.
It's never happened.
It's happened time in the early 90s in Hamilton, but...
Was it because the team was bad?
Of course.
Yeah. But you have to be so bad early enough.
You got to be so bad.
But it's got to be early enough that you make that decision, right? I mean, I don't know that you can strip a community a couple of months before the Memorial Cup and say, here, now you guys go plan one and put on a show. You got 2 months. Find sponsorship. These are not happening.
I guess my point on Tom Gilardi is you got to kind of bite your lip. And he's not.
No.
So let's see where it goes from here. Paul Figler writing in from the dubnetwork.ca says it's happened twice. Where else besides Hamilton, John? Paul, please. John Schmeiser. This is interesting. Watching from Kansas City, he says, isn't this supposed to be about winning? As the host team, they won't have an easier pathway to the Memorial Cup. Why wouldn't you mortgage the future for the best chance to win? They don't need to mortgage their future because they know they're already going to be in it. Kamloops has to go, sorry for the term, balls out just to get there because they're not hosting. Look at the Pats, went out in round one and made it all the way to the final. They didn't have a team good enough of getting out of their league, but they were good enough over 10 days to get to the final. And that's what Cologne is thinking. That's what they're being afforded the ability to do.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
No, they'll have a chance to rest. And they've got enough pieces that they could win in short order. That's, for me, that's the biggest thing about the Memorial Cup. When it's so different from the Western Hockey League playoffs or any league playoff, because we just don't have the TV coverage anymore either. And I've said this for a while, that it's the reason teams have success at the Memorial Cup is the high-end talent from out east in Quebec and Ontario that just outpaces the West. I don't think there was a team in the country that had a better four lines and six defensemen than Prince Albert did last year. They were so deep across the board, and teams in the Western League couldn't play with them and match up line after line, wave after wave after wave, game after game. But in the Memorial Cup, when you've got 90-second to 2-minute timeouts per period, plus you've got intermissions and everything else, you can roll your top six forwards that much more. And so if your high-end talent can outpace the other guys, you're going to be okay. And in Kelowna, if they can just get six forwards together, Nolan Foote leading that charge, that can compete, they're going to be okay. They don't need the bottom six as much in a short tournament like that. You don't need it. So, yeah, you're not going to play in the Memorial Cup or in the playoffs.
Comment
very
of the
well,
day.
But you're going to
They're
be
built
okay
for the short tournament.
Yeah.
From Dave Vertfay, he says, do you remember the Centennial Cup in 05? Yeah, Weyburn won it in Weyburn. What about it? Apples and oranges. That really is. Paul just wrote in a small novel from Red Deer on the history. Can you just give me the years and the teams?
Cole's notes.
I don't need the friggin' encyclopedia version of it. What's happening with Lou? the prompter is not working then, because it says Peter Lou 10:40-ish. Must not have come through. I do want to talk about the CFL playoff change, format change. They're talking about what's been talked about for several years here. Scrapping the East-West and taking the top six teams from 1 through 6, regardless of where they are in the country, and having them... I don't want to get into the entire thing. Ryan, our technical producer, is pumping his fist over in the air. He likes it. I'm not saying that I'm against it. I'm a traditionalist, but I'll look at, if this is what they think's best for the league, I'm okay with it. Maybe that could be tomorrow's vote, is should the CFL change to this 1 through 6 format versus East-West? But don't tell me that it's going to better ensure the top two teams in the CFL are going to get to the Grey Cup, because... show me an example of where the top two teams haven't gotten to the Grey Cup. I'm sure it's happened, but over the last 100 years, certainly didn't happen last year. Winnipeg-Hamilton was an unbelievable story.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you on changing this?
I'm all for increasing the competition and trying to find better ways to do things. I'm all for that. I like the East versus West thing. I really do, because... you have a little bit of that identity across the league, and the East kind of has its own identity. And you know what? The East being weak, you know, the last number of years, and being a little bit easier, and having, you know, Toronto and Ottawa struggling this past year, and Montreal in a couple of years before that, and everybody says the East, you know, check them off the board. The West is so much better. I'm okay with that. It's part of the identity of the league. We're talking about it. We know what's going on. You just have one big thing. What are you talking about? Then you've got to talk about specific teams in the bottom. And there's something about getting your stuff together to be able to make a run in the playoffs. And as good, as bad as the East has been, and as good as the West has been, we still have never seen a team cross over and get to the Grey Cup, right? That's never happened. I don't know. And... the big nugget in it was letting teams that finish at the top of the league choose their opponent in the playoffs.
It's kind of bush league.
It's a little bush league. It is. I agree with you. It's cool because you might match up against a certain team. You might catch a team who hasn't had a bye week in a number of weeks and they're tired and you're going to, you know, try and jump on them right away. It would add some intrigue, but you got to find a way. We're too quick to want to just blaze into the new world and change things. You have to find out the side of the traditional that works. You have to be able to blend new school and old school together to find the perfect mix.
This David Ice wrote in. I can't think that it's the top cock. I can't think that's his real name. He says, when you hollered, my cat meowed. LOL.
Meow.
Let's get that cat really howling. The part about choosing the opponent, I think when that goes to the CFL Board of Governors for ratification, it'll get voted down. Actually, no. When it goes to the GMs to be voted on, it'll get voted down.
Mm-hmm.
GMs would want no part of that.
No.
Would you agree?
I would think so.
It's sexy. It's XFL-ish. It would get people talking, but it's dumb.
Yeah.
Ooh. Calgary wants to play Toronto. Look out. It's just silly.
Yeah, it is silly. I mean, it's fun and it's innovative, and it would be interesting to see it if you're going to do it on TV and announce who your pick is, who you're going to play. But I don't know. I don't know about it.
John Ohm writes in. He says, don't change the CFL playoff format until Halifax gets a team. Well, here's the thing. They'll go to 1 through 6, and then once Halifax comes in, they'll go back to East-West for geographic rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. If you're going to go back and change it back, why change it at all?
Well, that's part of, you know, it's going to increase expenses a little bit too, changing the playoff format. Because if you go 1, you know, through, you know, whatever, you're going to have to play each team the same number of times. Right now you can play your rivals a little bit more in the West. You can play more and then only play each team, you know, a couple of times a year out East. Now you got to play everybody the same number of times, so you lose a little bit of those rivalry games.
Wayne in Victoria, BC says, oh, it just went off this screen, dang it. Can you guys put that up on the main screen? He says the CFL playoff format has been unfair to the Western teams for the last 30 years. So I'm in favor of the new playoff format, minus the number one team choosing the opponent. Thanks for putting that up, guys, and thank you, Wayne. I don't really agree with that. I understand that I'm not a calculus professor at the University of Saskatchewan. I get that I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but based on the crossover from last year, because that came in 1996, the right teams made the playoffs. Four teams in the West made the playoffs last year. The BC Lions would not have made it based on that. I think it's working fine the way it is. Everybody wants to go changing everything all the time, and I think they don't give enough respect to the guys that put these formats in the first place. Kind of knew what they were doing.
Yeah, the crossover protects that.
Yes.
It protects, you know, a team in the West if the West is so much better than the East, or the other way around. It protects that a little bit. So if you're that much better, then you get an opportunity to get in for sure.
Jason Bisek in Red Deer's watching. He writes and he says, I'd like to see the sixth place team get to pick who they're playing. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
It would.
The problem is, because you're sixth, you don't have the right to choose who you're playing. Obviously, he's going to want to play the fifth place team, mm-hmm. not the first place team. Or the third place team, because the first and second team would have a bye. But I like the way you think. I like the cut of your jib.
Can I reply to Jason's comment?
Jason Bisek in Red Deer says, no, dupes. The regular season schedule would stay the same. Just the playoff seeding would change, I would think. Over to you.
But why? Is my question. My question is, why would it stay the same? If I'm in the East, you got a distinct advantage, right? If I'm Hamilton and I get to beat up on Toronto and Ottawa and Montreal all year, it's an advantage for me, and I'm going to have a better chance of finishing in first place in the overall standings, and it's a disadvantage to the Calgarys and Saskatchewans and Edmontons and everybody in the West who's going to compete, because you got to, you know, knock each other to pieces over here, and you're not going to win as many games. So you'd have to have a balanced schedule. You'd have to. If you're having one conference and the playoff seedings are going to be 1-9, you have to have a balanced schedule.
One more before we run for hour one, and man, has this just been too much fun.
It's been good.
Monty in Saskatoon writing it. It's Monty. He says, what are you doing next weekend, Rod? You coming to watch the Huskies hockey? Yeah, that's a hard no, Monty. I'm going to Cabo San Lucas, not the Merlis Belcher Arena. But thanks for the thanks for the suggestion. Next hour, Peter Labardius of the Calgary Flames broadcast, Dustin Nielsen from TSN 1260 Edmonton, and the CFL on TSN. Boy, we got a lot to get into with Dusty. Oh, all yeah. of this.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul Hendrick from Leafs TV. As a matter of fact, Clark is telling me that Dusty is ready. He's in the chute and ready to come out to start hour two. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East. Book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.